Inbound is moving from right to left on your radio dial. Cap is moving from left to right. As we're finally ready to go here in Cabot. Ball's tipped up in the air, controlled by Cabot. Eddie Bomber's coming out in man-to-man. This is Madar. Madar working to her left to Christopher. Christopher back up top to Dillon. To the right side is Madar. Swings it to Christopher. Christopher top of the key, guarded by Gilbert. Tate Gilbert, next one defender. Up top to Ogilvy. Ogilvy now to the corner. Madar driving inside the paint, picks up a dribble by mid-post, going to pull up a little 12-footer. Will go, rebounded by Emily Payne. Lady Bombers possessing the ball now. About 35 seconds into this ball game. Martin with it now. Driving to the left, Martin gets into the paint, gives it to Anna Grace Foreman, tipped it to Yates. Yates puts up a shot fake, not quite two Panthers. Kicks it out to Payne, they swing it to Martin. Martin thought about the three, goes to the left baseline. 15-footer, rattle around, wouldn't go. Gilbert tried to tip it as it's shy Christopher and Addison Yates diving for the loose ball out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of Addison. Addison Yates for the loose ball foul. Like they were just both going for the loose ball. Looks like anything malicious. Capital get it back. Dealing with it now to the right side. Christopher. Christopher looking. Looking for Ogilvy inside. Kicks it out Madar. Madar, three-pointer on the way. It's good. Three-pointer. That's it. Martin pushing it now. Along the left side. Gives it to Yates. Yates puts it on deck. He's hit by two Lady Panthers. Martin was wide open. A little too wide open. She lost the handle of it, knocked it out of bounds. This is Madar walking up. Only loss of the season for the Cabot Lady Panthers was the Pulaski Academy on November 20th. They avenged that win later in the season. The three-pointer on the way by Madar is no good. Loose ball as Gilbert comes up and loose ball, but she ran it out of bounds. Going to stay with the Lady Panthers. As Lee Jackson's ready to check in. Good get Emily Payne out. About 2 minutes into this first quarter. 3-0 our score. As it's into Ogilvy. Ogilvy, D2 won't go. Angels forming a rebound. Pushed ahead to Martin. Martin across the half-court stripe. Martin going to her right. Bounce pass to Yates. Yates inside the three-point line. Couple of moves. Goes to the spin move. Looks like she's going to be able to travel. As we have a whistle and a foul. Let's say it's on Anna Grace Foreman. She just jumped straight up, but they got her for over the back. And Cabot will get it back. Madar with it now, across the timeline, between the circles, now to the left side. Tried to hand her off to Theobald, but she was denied by Martin. Theobald has it. Out to her right, back to her left. Gets it to the left wing. She hands it off to Madar. Madar is it to Beeland. To Shy Christopher. Christopher feeds it inside to Ogilvy. Ogilvy drops it down to Beeland. Missed the layup. Got picked away, and Lady Bombers come up with it. Emma Martin pushing ahead along with the right hand. Martin picks up a dribble over to Jackson. A little deep for a three. Good bounce to Martin. Martin thought about being able to go along the right baseline. Looking to Jackson. He wants a three. High arcing shot. Goes off to the left. Martin comes up with a rebound, and it was tipped off of Madar's head. And it'll go out of bounds, and the Lady Bombers will have it back. Gilbert looking inside, gives it to Foreman. Foreman hit by a lot of hands, throws it up in the air, off the back of the rim, won't go. Offensive rebound right to Foreman, and AG puts it home. Foreman gets the Lady Bombers on the board. 3-2 our score is down the other end. We have a whistle and a foul. You know, it's going to be on Addison Yates. That's going to hurt. That'll be her second foul. Shy Christopher to the free throw line. Christopher Christopher's first free throw is off left. Three to our score, 4:38 remaining in the first quarter. Christopher's second one off the heel of the iron. That one too long. Rebound is a whistle and a foul. It's going to go against the Lady Panthers. We have number 33, Emily Beeland. Be her first, T's first. As the Lady Bombers get a bat, Gilbert now. To her left, back to her right. Bounces it, goes toward the corner. Going from Foreman. She picks up a dribble. Try to get it to Yates, but Foreman comes up with it. Foreman puts it on the deck, takes it up about the free throw line, gives it to Martin in the left corner. She puts up the three. Rattle around, wouldn't go. Rebounded by Christopher. 2-on-2 on Lady Panthers. Christopher, Euro step, kicks it out. Three. Got about three. Now she'll put it up. Theobald, three-pointer, won't go. Rebounded by Martin. Now the Lady Bombers have numbers. 1-on-1 to the rim. Martin's going to pull it back out. Gives it to Yates. Put a couple moves on. Off the window. Rattled around. Wouldn't fall. Foreman with the rebound. A lot of contact underneath. Dell Leonard screams with his foul. And Cabot comes up with it. As Christopher with it now. Over to Theobald. Back to Christopher. Inside to Ogilvy against the eighth. Met by two Lady Bombers. Looks like she got away with a walk, but she gets the one. Maybe got the goal. Ogilvy with her first bucket. It's 5-3 Cabot. As Gilbert has it, goes to her right, back to Jackson. Leah gives it to Anna Grace, top of the key. Gives it back to Martin. He thought about a three, gets a screen from Foreman. There's a whistle and a little screen. Well, Leonard's still not pleased about that. Looks like it was a very good screen. They give that foul to Anna Grace Foreman. It'll be her second foul. Very painful for the Lady Bombers as Yates and Foreman both have two fouls. Jake Cook's going to take a timeout, talk to his Lady Panthers. We'll take a timeout with him. 5-2 our score early on. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
So back here in Cabot, Lady Bombers playing in the championship game of the Cabot Pre-Holiday Invitational. Excuse me, the Pre-Holiday Classic. Cabot leading 5-2, 3:10 remaining in the first quarter. As it's Madar across the timeline to the left side, Theobald gives it up top to Ogilvy. They swing it. Madar with it now. Martin almost got a steal, but Theobald comes up with it. Back to Beeland. Guy Christopher now. Just to the right of the top of the key. They swing a three-pointer. Gilbert walking out, goes to the left, gets into the paint. A lot of contact. There's a whistle and a block. We should follow up that for a long time. But it's going to lead to two Kate Gilbert free throws. That's going to be Hannah Ogilvy. Foul, he was first, sends Kate Gilbert to the free throw line. Gilbert's first free throw good. It's Kate Gilbert holding offers currently from Southern Miss and a few other schools in Arkansas. That's the second free throw good. Gilbert knocked them both down and leads 10-4. Cabot coming down the other way. Madar with it between the circles. Bounce it inside to Beeland. Beeland kicks it back out. Madar thought about a three. Jackson was there. As it's Theobald now. Right by Martin. Picks up a dribble. Over to Madar. Madar now. To Beeland. Beeland to Theobald on the left wing. Guarded by Martin. Gives it to Shai Christopher. Christopher looking, goes to a line. That's living in the dust. Loader with the left hand, won't go. Rebounded by Martin. Martin ahead, pushing with the right hand, kicks it out. Leah Jackson tees up the three off the right side of the rim. Won't go. Rebounded by Foreman. Martin comes up with it on the right corner. Hands it off to Jackson. Jackson dribbling inside. A lot of contact. Won't go. Shot straight up. And Cabot comes up with it. Christopher now. Driving inside. Triple off the three. As a whistle and a foul. Good to Fowler. As that'll go on Kate Gilbert, Bell under top of the official. Shy Christopher will go to the free throw line to shoot three. Go two already. First one is good. Nine to four, our score, about 90 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The second one, second of three from Christopher. Good. As now it's the Cabot, Hannah Dolan and Delaney Ringgold will hop in.
There you go!
Christopher's third free throw good, went 3-3 that time from the free throw line after missing the first two. Lady Bombers pushing ahead. Gets into the paint, lost the handle. Going to stay with the Lady Bombers. 11-4 our score, minute 19 remaining in the first quarter. Lady Bombers trailing. As they get it into Martin. Martin lob pass into Foreman. Foreman off the window, off the front of the rim. Wouldn't go. Cabot's going to come up with it. Christopher pushing now. That by Gilbert on the right wing. Goes to her left, gets the screen, goes around the screen. Got by Hayes as well. Dolan had it now. They skip it. Three-pointer on the way. Off the heel of the iron, rebounded by Hayes. Addison's going to take it herself now off the paint. Emily Payne's going to be driving, pulls up, a little 10-footer. Won't go. Rebounded by the Lady Bombers. Payne comes up with it. Payne thought about a three, gives it to Martin. Martin left wing three. Rattle around, wouldn't go, and she's whistled for a travel. At least she did, but unless that's what the official called. She shot that in rhythm. And there's an inbound violation. Cabot not able. Here goes Christopher throwing it in. She stepped over the inbound line. Lady Bombers to get it back. So Gilbert will throw it in from the left lane line. Gilbert into Martin. Martin along the right side. Is it a Payne in the left corner? Payne looking. So bounces it to her right. Couple crossover dribbles. Get the screen from Yates. Payne picks up her dribble. Top of the key to Martin on the right wing. 22 seconds remaining. Martin's going to bounce it. Gets into the paint. Will floater. Takes the contact. They're going to say that's on the floor. Pocket was good, but it doesn't matter. They're going to call that foul on the floor. We'll be on Delaney Ringgold. Be her first foul. Beginning to Martin. Martin gets into the paint. Now she'll go back in the left corner. Martin, 12 seconds remaining. It's the screen from Yates. Down to 10. Lob pass into Yates. Yates will kick it out. Foreman from the free throw line. Off the backboard. Wouldn't go. As Christopher comes up with it, down to three, down to two, down to one, pulls up for three at the buzzer, off the right side of the iron, would not go. Good on the first quarter, Cabot leading 11-4 in the championship game of the Cabot Free Holiday Classic. We'll take a short little break, bring you the second quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.